There you go. The Starlight Room right here on WCRS. Do I have the one and only Shrimp City Slim right here on the phone with me?
Hello, Ann. How's everything?
It's good. It's good. Where are you at? Are you down in Charleston?
I'm in Charleston getting ready to go do a gig tonight. We have our Blues and Barbecue Harbor Cruise every Thursday.
Right.
And we'll be getting aboard that in a little while. Well, but so great to talk to you, and I can't wait for the Blues Festival in a few days.
I know. You are going to have a lot going on because you are, of course, heading this up. And I tell you what, you've brought in a lot of new groups this time.
Yeah, that's something we always try to do, you know, Festival of Discovery, right?
Right.
So we need to occasionally touch on the tried and true and the familiar, but we try to introduce new artists, and that's what the discovery is all about. You know, I think it's very important for people to always revisit what is a great American traditional music, the blues, and learn some of the new people. Well, it might be new to you or whatever, but make your own discoveries and be introduced to some real quality stuff.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Dr. Root Music, that's one of the groups you're working with this year.
Well, that's actually an artist. That's a man's name.
Right, right.
He changed his name from Roy Hightower to Dr. Root Music. And he's a fine guitarist, singer, and songwriter. Originally from Alabama, 71 years old, been in Chicago since the early 60s, and he's only probably played in South Carolina once or twice in his whole career.
And in fact, you're actually going to be backing him up, aren't you?
That's right. We're doing three gigs with him.
Yeah. So, and his name, Roy Hightower, that was his name, but I think it's a real interesting story how he changed his name. You know, his father was a herb doctor, which inspired me to write the song Root Doctor.
Right.
And then he said that ever since fans around the world call me Dr. Root.
Yeah.
It's almost like Dr. Ruth, isn't it?
Well, and so what he did was he kind of Africanized his name, and it's spelled D-O-K-T-U.
Right.
And then Root, R-H-U-T-E, and then Music, M-U-U-Z-I-C.
Yeah.
So kind of an obscure kind of spelling plan to that. But, yeah, he's a very interesting character. Not only is he a fine blues man and recording artist, but he's also been in a number of Hollywood movies as an actor and also is a competitive bowler. He actually goes around the country bowling.
Well, how about that? Now, that's
so
pretty interesting.
Very interesting dude.
That makes him pretty darn different. So he's going to be up here, and let's see. I think y'all are playing at the Art Center, aren't you, one night?
Right. That's going to be on Friday the 10th.
Right.
He's going to play with Clam Chop and I at Howard's on Thursday the 9th. It's kind of like an introductory thing. And then we're going to do a gig in the tent on Friday afternoon, the CenturyLink tent on Main Street. Then that evening, 6 to 7 in the Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, also back in the CenturyLink tent, we're going to do a gig in the afternoon. So he's doing three appearances under his own name and one appearance, that first one, kind of just as our guest on guitar for the Howard's gig.
Sure. I think that's great. How'd you end up meeting him?
Well, I've known about him for a long time, Ann, and it's just a question of putting together the schedule sometimes for these guys. He's going to fly down from Chicago. He's going to fly to Greenville, rent a car, and then come down to Greenwood. So he's not really on tour or anything like that. It'll be an exclusive appearance. And I just bit the bullet and put it all together. I'd been wanting to do that for a number of years and just never had the right scenario. And I thought, you know what? I think G. Wood is ready for the good doctor.
Well, you know, it keeps getting bigger and bigger, Gary. I mean, it's a primo event. I had Laura on the other day. She said last year they had about 37,000 people. They're hoping to make it maybe to 40,000 this year.
Well, and, you know, we've got something like 98 barbecue teams so far.
Yeah. I think the other day, I think you're up to 100. She said she'd closed it out at 100. So, I mean, that it's going to be smoking.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be, I hope we get a little reprieve from this heat, but we'll see what happens.
Sure. So what are some of the other groups, Gary, that you're excited to be bringing to Greenwood?
Well, we ended up, and this was not by design, but I just ended up booking up a lot of women. I've got the very fine acoustic blues woman, Eleanor Ellis, coming back here. She's from the Washington, D.C. area. Making her debut will be Annie Piper from Australia. We have Vanessa Collier from Philadelphia. She's a 24-year-old blues saxophonist and singer, and she's tremendous. I had her here in Charleston in April, and she really knocked everybody out. She got like 4 standing ovations, did very well. Then we've got a host of others. I mean, we've got people like Randall Bramlett, who's a Southeastern roots rocker, very popular, and he's going to come down and help us out. Brent Johnson from New Orleans, real good rock and blues guy, guitar and vocals. We also have the return of the very popular Charlie Sayles and Tony Fazio. Johnny Long, fine traditional blues man from St. Louis, Missouri, will be with us, his debut on the festival. Another woman artist I'm really excited about from Detroit, Michigan, Laura Rain and her band called The Caesars. And she's kind of like a soul blues singer. Not pure blues, not pure R&B, but somewhere in between. Very sensual, very funky, really good band, and she's going to be really interesting. Representing the Mississippi Hill Country from the Burnside family, the very fine Cedric Burnside and his project, they're coming in. That's going to be real down-home Mississippi juke joint blues. And who else we got? We got Robert Lighthouse coming back.
Oh, you okay?
Oh, yeah, fine. We just got a bit of the pollen down here right now. Millbilly Blues from the upstate. And, of course, Mac Arnold and Plateful of Blues, some of our familiar friends.
Sure. They're going to be over at Sundance Gallery, aren't they?
Right, and that's going to be really nice up there.
So you have a full plate going on this time. And, of course, the other thing is, I think this is new this year. You're actually going to start playing the blues at 11 or 12 o'clock on Friday. So it'll be a whole day of blues Friday and a whole day of blues on Saturday, right?
Well, that's right. We've done that on Saturday before, but this year we're going to do it on Friday as well. I think last year we started Friday at about noontime, and we had such a good turnout that we decided to go into the morning hours as well. So the folks that are coming from out of town will have lots to do all day and all night.
That's right. So are you getting...
And I would also advise all the local people, Ann, to consider taking Friday off and come out and party with us and make a full weekend out of it.
Make a full weekend and then use Sunday to recover, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be the good thing if you could get a 3-day weekend out of that, right?
Well, I mean, it's a staycation, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
The reason why I'm from Chicago, and I've been down south for 32 years now. One of the reasons why I started programming all these events, and I started the Low Country Blues Bash here in Charleston in 1991. The reason why I did all that was because I got tired of going down to New Orleans and up to the Chicago Blues Festival and the various festivals in Mississippi and Arkansas and whatnot. And I thought, well, why don't we just organize something here in our own backyard and bring the artist to us. So basically, if you've ever had any desire to go to Chicago, go to Memphis, go to New Orleans, and hear the music in its birthplace, all you got to do is come to Greenwood on our festival weekend, and you're going to hear it all. You're actually going to hear better music than you're going to hear if you go to Memphis, I guarantee you.
Well, and why would you say that, Gary?
Well, I'm not trying to diss Beale Street, but it's very well known that Beale Street has become kind of like, you know, a tourist trap.
Right.
And the real deal juke joints are no more. Now it's all chain and franchise.
Yeah.
And a lot of the same old artists playing the same familiar songs in a robotic way night after night for the tourists. What you're going to get on our festival is artists who have something to say, who love an attentive audience, who love Southern culture and the small town vibe, and they're going to come down and bask in the glory of it all, wafting in barbecue aromas, and they're going to play their hearts out for you.
And, you know, they love to interact with the fans, don't they, Gary?
Well, that's part of our formula, Anne. Intimate venues, all small intimate venues, and free admission.
Yes.
So, I mean, everybody's out there. It's great. And the artists really appreciate that. You know, it's not a, there's no air of exclusivity. It's like everybody's together. The community is out, and that's very, very important.
And I think it's made a big difference when they started closing off Main Street there for the festival, because you can just go from one side of the road to the other side, and you can wander all around, and it just makes it so nice.
It sure does. It really makes it much more, gives it much more of a festival feeling.
So when are you going to be coming in? Are you coming in a little early to get everything, make sure everything's good to go?
Well, right now I think I'm arriving, I'll be arriving probably midday on Thursday.
Okay.
Kind of get things set up, and then I'll make sure we get the CenturyLink stage going at about 6 o'clock. And, of course, we have that gig at Howard's at 8 o'clock, and then we're ripping and running for 3 days.
Yeah, every time I see you during the festival, you look like you're just running from one place to the next, and I know that you have a great time, but I know you kind of collapse afterwards, don't you?
Not really, Ann, because I come back here, and I got to go back to work here with my gigs in Charleston, you know.
Well,
we're in the season now, and there are some weeks where we're playing every night, so...
Well, you know,
no rest for the wicked.
No rest for the wicked. Yeah, it's okay. All right. Well, what are you doing on your blues and barbecue harbor cruise tonight?
Well, we're sold out, and we're sold out, so we're gonna have about 150 people. We're just gonna play the blues tonight. I've got harmonica, guitar, and drums. We do sort of a mixed bag of Chicago and New Orleans blues, along with some of the originals from various CDs that we put out. And Fiery Ron's Home Team Barbecue here in Charleston does the catering. We have Cash Bar, Sunset Cruise. So it's beautiful out there on the water. Typically we see dolphins and sailboats and container ships going in and out of the port. And we take a few moments to... talk about the history of the waterfront, the church steeples, and, you know, the aircraft carrier Yorktown at Patriots Point, and the battery, and all those other interesting aspects of Charleston Harbor. And it's really fun. People dance, and they party, and they really love it. It's a good time.
Yeah.
You need to come sometime, Ann.
I do, and we wanted to broadcast right back up here some night when we'll make it down there and do that. But, Gary, I got to ask you, down there in Charleston, you're right down there where the massacre was and everything. How are the people doing?
Well, you can imagine that the mood is very heavy, Anne.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of positivity in terms of people getting together and being a community and fellowshipping and all that, but everybody's hearts are just broken.
I know. It's got to be. It's got to have changed the whole atmosphere right there in Charleston. But from being up here, I tell you what, I think the state and the world is just so proud on how Charleston has come together at this moment.
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's just it's a real surreal experience because, Mother Emanuel Church, I mean, how many times have I been in there and how many times have I passed by there? It's right downtown. You know, I'll be, when I get in the van here in a couple minutes and go downtown, I will literally be about 6 blocks from the church or so. And it's just hard to accept that this happened. But Charleston has been through so much. Mother Emanuel has been through so much in her history that I guess the good Lord just wants us to go on, and folks are dealing with it. Tomorrow's going to be a really huge day because, you know, the president's going to be in town, and, you know, it's just, That's going to be one of the biggest things that ever happened to Charleston. And be honest with you, Anna, I tell this to some people, the what happened last week at Mother Emanuel was almost like our 9-1-1, 9-11.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Who could believe that something like that could happen in a church?
Right.
It's hard to believe. But I do think that, I'm not there, but from what we see outside here, it has been an amazing how Charleston has come together, and the human chain across the bridge, and the things that have been going on that the world has seen has just shown such a positive side of Charleston.
Yeah, absolutely.
And from that standpoint, that is tremendous. But I guess we have to go on. You're going to be doing your Blues and Barbecue Harbor cruise this evening. And then I wanted to ask you about this jazz and tapas in Savannah.
Oh yeah, jazz tapas. That's where we're playing this weekend. Great little bar restaurant down in Savannah. I just wanted to insert this sentiment while we're talking about what happened. You know, we as musicians and as artists and entertainers, we feel like it's our responsibility to do what we can to lighten the load and lift up spirits, you know.
Oh, I understand that.
So we do not, in the course of our activities like tonight, we may mention Mother Emanuel, but we certainly will not dwell on it, because we're there to play music and take people's minds off of it. That's what the blues is all about.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think that there couldn't be anything better for that healing. I mean, we all know that music is such a healer.
Absolutely. John Lee Hooker said that.
Yeah.
But anyway, folks, if you're not doing anything this weekend, come on down and join us in Savannah at Jazzed Tapas, T-A-P-A-S, like the Spanish little plates of food that you eat while you're drinking delicious beverages. And it's located at 52 Barnard Street in the Old City Market. The Shrimp City Slim Trio will play from 9 to midnight tomorrow night and Saturday.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, listen, I am so looking forward to having you right up here in Greenwood with all the blues artists, and the music I know will be sensational. You always put together a great group. If you don't like one type, there'll be something there that you do like. That is for sure, Gary. And we want to commend you for the awesome job you do for us up here in Greenwood every year with putting the blues together and bringing outstanding artists right here to Greenwood.
Well, thank you, Anna. Thanks so much for your support down through the years, and we couldn't do it without you. Really, very thank you so much. And looking forward to having the various artists do interviews with you the week of the fest.
That's right, and I've got music to play. I've already started playing some of the music on the radio, getting everybody excited and jazzed up for it. So we'll look forward to seeing you, and have a great evening tonight out there on the harbor.
You too, Ann. Take care. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks for calling, Gary.